pennies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner apparently still prefers his newly adopted knowing the pleas of his wife Elizabeth to return home. As a matter of fact, he nearly talked Lum into joining him. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library, and Abner is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Well, for goodness sakes, if it ain't Bindle Stiff Abner, old Jungle Joe.
Howdy, Lum.
I thought you and Willie the Bootler'd be on your way to Florida by this time.
Well, I ain't going, I don't think.
Well, what in the world's the matter with you? Sound like you just lost your best friend.
I do, huh?
Yeah. I thought you hobos was always happy and carefree. No worries or nothing. Sleep out in the open with the ever-changing sky for your ceiling.
Lum, cut it out now.
With the green trees for your walls and the grass for your bed.
Lum, I wish you'd stop talking that way.
Well, I don't know. I thought you had a pretty good idea there after all. I know you might not have talked me into it yesterday. Just lucky for me that Squire Skimp never taken me up on that deal when I wanted to sell him the store and go to Florida with you. Fact is, I'd still like to go.
Well, you'll have to go by yourself if you do, because I don't believe I'm going.
Well, what's the trouble? How come you changed your mind?
Lum, I feel awful.
Awful?
I just ain't no good. That's all there to it. Just no dad blame good.
Well, now, Abner, you ain't as bad as all that.
Yes, hardly. I am, too. Here I was going to rush off to Florida and leave Elizabeth here without even saying goodbye to her or nothing. I'm just a varmint.
Well, I'm glad to hear you final talking this way. Well, what changed your mind?
Well, I got a hearing from little Pearl this morning.
Oh, from Pearl? Well, for goodness sakes, how is she?
Oh, she's fine.
Well, where's she at now? I know the last time you heard from her, she'd been sent overseas, but you never knowed whereabouts she'd went.
She's in France now.
In France?
Yeah, it says right there on top of her letter, says somewhere's in France.
Well, I'll swan to goodness, that don't hardly seem possible.
No.
Little Pearl, a growed-up nurse clean over in France.
Bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
Well, what all does she have to say, anyway?
Oh, different stuff. Says she heard something wonderful. They could use a lot more nurses, she said.
Well, I ain't surprised the way the war's going now. The closer you get to winning, the tougher it gets, seems like.
Yeah.
What else did she say?
Well, down at the bottom there, she says that I hope you and Mama are getting along fine.
Oh.
Doggies, I'm glad she ain't here to see what idiots her Mama and Papa's been making out of themselves.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, exactly.
Well, it's the truth, Lum. There, little Pearl is over there working in the hospitals, helping wounded soldiers, and here me and Elizabeth are wasting our time having this silly squabble, this trouble in the home.
Well, why don't you end it right now, Abner? Why don't you call up Elizabeth? Tell her exactly how you feel.
I'd love to do that the worst way, Lum.
Well, good.
But I just can't bring myself to do it.
Why not?
Well, I'm just ashamed of myself. I just can't bring myself to face Elizabeth or talk to her over the phone or nothing.
Oh, well, now, that's just plain silly, Abner.
I know it is, but I just can't help it, Lum. I just can't bring myself to call her. She ain't tried to call me today, has she?
No. I think she feels just about the same way you do.
Oh.
She's sort of ashamed of herself, too. Claims the whole thing's her fault. So I know you just get on the phone. Well, for pity's sakes. Look at Cedric rushing in there.
For the land's sakes. Hey, take it easy, Cedric. You're going to knock something over there.
Well, say, do you know who's in town? Major Brooks.
Major Brooks? I don't know no Major.
Oh, yes, you do. He's Robert Brooks, Bob Brooks. He's a friend of the Macmillan boys.
Wait a minute. You don't mean Robert Brooks from Little Rock, the feller that was Ernest Macmillan's classmate over there at the University of Arkansas?
Yes, Mom, that's him.
Is he actually in town, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, he's on his way home to see his family.
Oh.
He just got back from the war, and you ought to see the medals that feller's got.
Well, got a lot of medals, huh?
Oh, yes, Mom. I know them all by heart, too.
Well?
He's got the Distinguished Flying Cross and the Air Medal with 4 silver clusters on it and 2 presidential citations.
For the land, see?
And he shot down 4.5 ME-109s, confirmed.
Confirm. What does that mean?
That means it's official, I think.
Oh.
Yes,
oh.
Mama. And besides that, he shot 190
wolves. 190
wolves?
Oh, me, are we fighting wolves now, too?
Oh, wait a minute. Cedric must have that wrong. I think what he means is a folk wolf 190.
Oh.
It's kind of a German airplane. And 190 ain't how many. It's just part of the name of the airplane.
Oh, yes, Mama. I believe it was just two of them. And you know what else he done?
Huh?
He collided with a German airplane right up in the air.
You mean them two airplanes run into one another whilst they was flying around?
He done it, yes, Mom.
Huh.
It was over Frankfurt, Germany, I believe. And it clipped off 5 feet off in one wing of Robert's airplane.
Oh, my goodness alive.
But he said he got back to his home base somehow and crash-landed.
I noticed he must have had a rabbit's foot with him.
Oh, he's done a lot of things. And he destroyed 2.5 airplanes on that mission, too.
Doggy, that boy is sure a gore. A gore.
I'm going out and find him and look at them medals some more.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. Well, all me.
My grannies, I can't hardly believe it.
No.
Robert being a major now.
No, sir.
I recollect the last time I seen him was, must have been 3 years ago. Over there at Little Rock, dropped into the bank there and had a talk with Robert.
That's right, he did work in the bank, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Now here he is, a big officer with a whole batch of medals and decorations all over him.
I know this, Mom. I believe I'll go with Cedric and try to find Robert. I'd love to see
him. Well, wait a minute before you go, Abner. I think you ought to call Elizabeth. You ought to do it right this minute, too.
Well, Lom, I'd love to the worst way, but I just wouldn't know what to say. I just wouldn't know how to start out even.
Oh, well, you think of something. Once you get her on the phone and hear her voice again, wait a minute. Look who Grandpappy Spears is bringing in here.
Who, Elizabeth?
No, it must be Robert. Just look at that uniform.
Oh.
Granny, don't he look handsome?
Oh, Lord, I bound you his mama's just going to be tickled to death to see him.
Yeah, howdy. Hey, look who I got here, fellas.
Yes, sir. I doggies, come in here, Robert, old boy. Let me shake your hand.
Granny, if you ain't a sight for sore eyes, how are you anyways, Robert?
Oh, just swell, Lom. How are you, fellas?
Oh, we're fine, Robert. Just fine.
Hey, wait a minute. Call him Major. Can't you see he's a Major now?
Oh.
See that fair leaf on his shoulder?
Yeah. How does it feel to be a Major, Robert? Major.
Oh, well, I don't know, Abner.
Going back home for a few days, huh, Robert?
Yeah, boy, and am I looking forward to it.
I'll bet you are.
Well, when did you get back from overseas?
Just about a month and a half ago, and since I've been in Santa Monica.
Santa Monica, California?
Yes, at the Army Air Force Redistribution Station. They sure treat us well there, too.
Well, good for them.
Tomorrow's the first anniversary of the place.
Yeah, well, Robert...
anniversary. Been in business a year, huh?
Right.
This what is a redistribution center?
It's a rest camp for pilots returning from all theaters of war. It's a swell place for a rest while waiting for assignment to a new duty.
Well, that's fine if they got a place like that.
Yeah. Whereabouts overseas was you at, Robert, or ain't you supposed to tell that?
Oh, Lum, that doesn't matter now. I was stationed in Italy, England, and France.
Italy, England, and France.
France? All right, dog, it's high as Little Pearl.
What'd you say, Abner?
Well, if you was in France, you must have saw Little Pearl. That's my daughter. That's where she's at. Oh, was she feeling all right?
Well, I'm afraid I can't say. You see, Abner, France is a big place.
Yeah, well, did she tell you any messages to send home to me?
Abner, Robert never seen Pearl over there, he said.
He must have, Lum. She's in France. It says so right there at the top of her letter. France, France.
France. Oh, yeah, that's right.
How'd she look, Robert? Was she fat or skinny?
Well, it didn't say her, Abner.
Well, she's the one in the nurse's uniform. Fact is, that's what she is, a nurse.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I can tell you this about her. She's doing a great job.
That's the one. That's Pearl, all right.
By George, I certainly take my hat off to those girls. You have no idea how much they mean to the wounded fellows over there.
Good for Pearl.
As a matter of fact, the Army could use a whole lot more nurses, too, especially in the Army hospitals here at home.
Grannies, they do need nurses, don't they?
Do you know they're returning over 50,000 wounded a month, and they only have 9,000 nurses to care for them?
Huh.
There's a big shortage of them.
I'll say. You see, there's a lot of boys coming home that weren't as lucky as I am. They're going to need a lot of care and attention.
I reckon that ain't no dream.
Well, Robert, what was the Little Pearl wearing that there wristwatch we sent her when you seen her, the one with the Mickey Mouse picture?
Abner, for goodness sakes, how many times do we have to tell you
I don't get wait a minute. I got either. Let me get to that telephone.
Now, just a second. What are you up to there, Abner?
I don't know what's the matter. Me standing around here not thinking of this before. Robert, you'll be in town this evening, won't you?
Yeah, Abner, I'll be here about 9 o'clock.
Well, good. Wait a minute. Hello, Elizabeth? Well, this is your man, Abner. Hey, what are you having for supper tonight? Huh? Well, good. Well, I'll slap on an extra plate because I'm bringing home a feller that's been knob-hobbing around with Little Pearl over there in France. Yeah, Robert Brooks from Little Rock. He's a major now. Yeah, well, we'll see you tonight. Goodbye.
Grannies, Abner, do you realize what you just done there?
Sure, I just invited Robert here to come. Well, I'll be dead blamed. I talked to Elizabeth.
Yeah, and everything's patched up now.
Well, Robert, let me shake your hand again. You've ended my trouble in the home.